Thank you. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the work we did in Nigeria on system strengthening and how it has affected human resources and service uptake in Nigeria. I have no relationships to disclose, no financial relationships to disclose. This is the outline of my presentation, just to go through a little bit background about Nigeria and the human resource for health situation, then the interventions that we undertook in our project in terms of implementing the human resource for health approach, some of the results, highlighting some of the results that were obtained, and then go through some of our lessons that we learned as well. So in 2008, this was just some highlights of our country background. As you know, Nigeria is in the west, Western Africa, and it had a population of 150 million as at 2008. The total fertility rate was about six, that is, women of reproductive age at least had six children during their lifetime. We had a very high maternal mortality rate of 545 per 100,000 live births. Infant and under five mortality rates were also very high. And then women that kind of undertook modern methods of family planning, that's contraceptive prevalence rate was only 10% in the country. But the most important part is the other bullet points. First of all, in terms of antenatal care, we only had about 60% of women that were pregnant that attended antenatal care and were seen by a skilled provider. In addition, in terms of delivery, only about 38% of women in the country had access to a skilled birth attendant during delivery. And for postnatal care, it was even much poorer. We had up to 88% of newborns with no access to skilled care during postnatal, and we know that that area of 48 hours after delivery is very important for the newborn. Unlike other countries in Africa, we have a very high workforce density. It's actually the third largest in Africa, but there's huge inequitable distribution within the various regions of the country. And again, this is a practical example. I met a lot of MDs or MBBS holders, that's medical doctors here in APHA, who may not even return back to Nigeria, so we have a lot of brain drain too in terms of medical sector. So I just talked about the outcomes or the in terms of service uptake. But this is also, at 2008, some of the system status of human resources at that time. We had human resource for health plans and policies in Nigeria. But the important thing to note is that these policies were not really based on any data. They were not reliable because the methodology of developing these plans and policies was kind of, there was no data to back it up. Our training institutions also, and how we project the staffing needs in our health facilities were not really rationalized and based on either the burden or kind of the availability. It was just based on posting, just like the Tanzania experience. And then again, we had a human resource for health kind of section at the federal ministry, but the challenge is that they didn't have much capacity in even managing the human resources that we had. In addition to, we have healthcare workers without job descriptions. They did not have support in terms of supportive supervision and basic performance indices that will help them work better. Then in terms of plans and policies as well, as I said earlier, at the national level, at the state and at the local government level, because we have three tiers of government, there was poor capacity at all those levels to manage the health workforce. So this was the project that was implemented. It's called the Partnership for Transforming Health Systems. It's a UK aid funded project of 6 years at that time. and it started in 2008. That was why I gave 2008 background. And the aim of that project was to improve planning, financing, and delivery of health services that were specifically targeted to the poor in 5 states of Nigeria. So it is a health system strengthening project, but with an ultimate aim of improving service delivery. And by the left here, we can see what we call the implementation approach of the project. It's a kind of concentric approach, looking at various levels from community, facility, systems, and the policy level. And again, just to note that the Human Resource for Health stream of work is just one of the areas that we supported at various levels. So the implementation approach for Human Resource for Health for the project was kind of multiple, it was in a multiple layer. The goal was also to improve both the government's ability to manage the health workforce that we had, and also to ensure that, you know, all this system strengthening would ensure that there was improvement in quality health services that was delivered to the people. So the building blocks were kind of three levels, looking at targeted technical assistance in developing policies, plans, and all those higher level system strengthening efforts. And then we also looked at building capacity both at the national and state level so that beyond the project as a health system strengthening project, there would be capacity to continue some of these interventions. And then also to make sure that we had HRH systems in place beyond the project's lifespan. So I'm just going to highlight a few of the activities or interventions at all the levels of implementation. So at the highest level, that is at the national level, what we did was we noticed that there were a lot of fragmentation even in supporting human resource for health. Even within the ministries themselves, there are a number of units that were working on human resources, but they were not coordinated. So what we did was to establish what we called the Human Resource for Health Forum at the national level, which was a platform where we were able to strengthen this coordination and also give a voice, a bigger voice for human resources. It had multiple stakeholders, and through this Human Resource for Health Forum, one of the successes actually, even from the beginning, was that we were able to hold the first national conference on human resource for health, where health was, human resources was identified as a very important national priority. It was there before, but this helped to bring it to the table and to make it very important for the national government. In addition to all that too, we supported what we call the national workforce profile, just to have an idea of the human resources that are available in the state. And this was in collaboration with all the other stakeholders. And then we also did some technical assistance towards developing the HRH training manual at the national level, because we noticed that there was need to ensure that capacity building efforts both at the national and states were kind of streamlined. So at the state level, because we worked in 5 states in Nigeria, we decided to start with a kind of comprehensive assessment of the human resource for health status in the states. And with this, we were able to generate a lot of evidence for the programming and interventions. We developed policies for each of the states, because there was no policies for the states at that time that on human resources generally. And these policies went along with, you know, costed strategic plans, because it was one thing to have the policies in place, but it was another thing also for the state to understand and have an idea of how much is required to have the ideal human resources. And this also included staffing projections based on the disease burden and also the population of the states. In addition to at the state level, we supported them to establish a human resource for health unit, because we identified that a number of them were working around it. So it was actually the existing staff that were kind of brought together to say these are the staff within the human resource for health unit. And then also there was a multi-stakeholder group also, just mimicking the one at the federal level, but at the state level it was kind of a technical working group to promote collaboration and human resource for health planning. In addition to the manual that was developed on human resource for health training was used to build capacity of, you know, human resource for health managers at the state level in order for them to be able to manage the health workforce better. And then we helped with job descriptions, developing them for the health workers themselves, because accountability was an issue. Nobody knew what they were actually supposed to do, but they were just posted in their areas of work. We also facilitated a lot of other things. This, you know, I'm focusing on most of the long-term efforts, but we also conducted quite some short-term and medium-term strategies, and one of which was implementing what we call the sliding scale approach for one of our states called Jigawa State. With that sliding scale, we're able to get them to recruit health workers, 40 doctors at that time, because they had less than 10 doctors in the whole state of about 3 million population. So we were able to recruit them, and in the first year we paid 100% of the salaries, and then gradually we were reducing. The next year it was 75%, and they paid 25%, and so on, up to the time when they were comfortable and they had the budget to take on those human resources. So it was 20 doctors, and 40 midwives. We also provided support towards developing a kind of web-based HRH system called the Human Resource for Health Information System, because in Nigeria we did not have any database for human resources, so we needed to be sure that whatever happens, both at the state and the national level, we were creating this database. So the Human Resource for Health Information System was just a web-based application that is used for human resource for health management and accessible, you know, through different platforms. It had various functions. One of it was to create a reliable database, as I said earlier, to track, you know, human resource for health with different parameters. And we had so many issues around what we called ghost workers earlier, where you wouldn't know that in a state they would think they have 40 doctors, but and they would be paying those 40 doctors, but some of them were just not even existing, and somebody else was getting the salary of those doctors. So that also helped in the transparency, improving transparency. It also was able to track the production and education of health workers, because the parameters included some of the qualification of those health workers and when they graduated and all that. In addition to the Human Resource for Health Information Systems, it was a very important platform for decision making, especially for policy makers, because it provided quite a large scale analysis of what was really happening in each of the states. This is an example of the web-based HRH profile in the state. So some of the results that we obtained, you know, just putting in mind that most of these interventions were, you know, multiple layered, and as well some of them were short-term and long-term, and then we had some medium-term strategies. But by the end of last year, or this year really, in the beginning of this year, what was helpful is that we were able to get at least a full complement of human resource for health structures in the five states we were working on, including the policies, the strategic plans, and the human resource for health units as well. And we worked in five states, but nine more states in the country actually replicated what we did, because they were able to come in and learn from the other states, and then we also provided technical assistance, including the state HRH managers in our own five states, to providing technical assistance to those states to be able to establish these structures. And again, the human resource for health managers were equipped with the skills to better manage their health workforce. And now the Human Resource for Health Information System, at least 80 to 90% of health workforce have been integrated into the HRIHS, and as of now, they have continued to kind of update the Human Resource for Health Information Systems. So in terms of availability of healthcare workers, because at the end of the day, with a short-term project, you need to see both the availability and also the service uptake as some results. The good thing is that in three states that we concluded our project, we had about 3,000 health healthcare workers that were actually recruited in between 2010 and 2014. And this was a success because some of the states, even when we started, had kind of a ban on hiring human resources. And you know, nobody could convince them otherwise because they did not have the data to actually take decisions better. In one of the states, which is Jigawa, that I said earlier, that was the one state that had the poorest number of human resources in Nigeria, with about only 9 doctors practicing in that state, were able to get a 200% or more increase in number of human resources between 2009 and 2013, which is broken down by CADA in that slide. Of course, doctors, the problem is that we didn't have enough doctors even in the state, so we had to even help them to kind of provide incentives for other doctors to come in and work in Jigawa State. In terms of service uptake, in those 3 states still, we were able to realize that looking at the health information systems from the health facilities, we noticed that it was a very interesting and successful approach that made more women, like for example, the pregnant women that were making 4 antenatal care visits, the numbers really increased between 2009 and 2015. One of the main areas was the fact that if you have human resources in the facilities, you have more clients to come in. So, but the direct result is also looking at the proportion of clients that receive that are being attended to during deliveries by skilled birth attendants, and this also was a huge improvement in the 3 states. Looking at what we had between 2009 and 2015. So another result that we obtained that is not really related to the numbers is actually more advocacy to have at least 2 of the states establish additional pre-service institutions, that is Kano State and Jigawa State, to boost the availability of health workers. And an issue we had was that the council of the regulatory council for nurses and midwives was only able to tell them to graduate about 50 annually. So what we were able to do was to help them to also meet up the criteria to have more up to 100, as I think in Tanzania too had that issue, had that success, because we were able to now be graduating 100 health workers in each of the schools. So, and what we did was both the trainings, we supported the mentors the nurse midwife educators, tutors, to go for some trainings about 3 months just to have more capacity, and then also providing them with some training materials as well. So what were the lessons that we learned in implementing this approaches? First of all, it was clear that as a health system strengthening project, we had to start with institutionalizing and making sure that there was coordination across different areas that support human resource for health, like different interventions and different agencies. And with that, we had greater voice to do much more than was done before. And then again, if you have an existing health system structure, it was better to institutionalize all the reforms within those health system structures, because the reforms would likely be more sustainable, just like having the HRH units to take charge, but building their capacity to be able to implement and also meet up with their deliverables. Then, of course, the multiple initiatives also at various levels of federal, state, and local, and again, with the short-term, medium-term, and long-term strategies, were more likely to have impact, so looking at various strategies. So just as a summary, just to say the targeting of health system reforms, that you have evidence through data and showing the policymakers that this is what the outcomes can be, have better, can enhance or has the potential to enhance further policy decision, especially around the health, human resource for health sector. Thank you very much.